Welcome to The Cavern, an hour of everything Beatles. I'm your host, Gary Ault. You're listening to 91.9 WNTI, public radio from Centenary College. And what we're going to do this week is we're going to be playing Ringo-isms. Those are songs that contain either Ringo's signature drumming or just drumming that makes it the Beatles song that it was. It would not have been the same song without Ringo playing it. And we'll give you an example of that. And that, of course, was the opening drum part to She Loves You. And anybody that knows the Beatles would recognize that immediately without ever hearing any more of the song. So that's what we're going to be doing tonight, signature drum licks and other things by Ringo. So let's start out with another opening drum lick from Ringo, Tell Me Why.
Tell me why. You left me sitting on my own. Did you have to treat me all so bad? All I do is have my head and moan. Tell me why you cried and why you lied to me. Tell me why you cried and why you lied to me. If it's something that I said or done,
she's got a ticket to ride.
You Won't See Me from Rubber Soul, the Beatles, of course. And before that, we heard Ticket to Ride from Help. And that is definitely a signature Ringo beat, because that just what he did to that song, it wouldn't have worked any other way. So whether he came up with it or John or whoever, doesn't matter. Ringo's the one that did it. And the song would not have been the same if he was not the drummer on that. And then we started out with Tell Me Why, which has that signature kind of quick beat at the beginning to introduce the song. And so we're doing Ringoisms tonight, and songs that would never have been the same if not for the fact that Ringo was the drummer. But before we talk about that a little bit more, I wanted to mention the trivia question for this evening. We're doing it again. And if you have the answer, call us at 908-852-4545, being patient because I'm the only one here, so I can answer the phone twice or talk while I'm talking on the radio at the same time. But the question is, since we're talking about Ringo tonight, what do Ringo and George Carlin have in common? And there's probably a lot of things they have in common, like they both had beards. I don't know. You could probably think of a million things. But this has to do with television. I'll give you a big hint. So what do George Carlin and Ringo have in common? So now, the question came up a couple of weeks ago when one of the listeners called in about why is Ringo so maligned as a drummer? And this is my theory. I'm just going to pontificate for a minute if you'll have a little bit of patience. the Beatles were held up as the greatest thing ever, you know, the greatest rock and roll band, the greatest songwriters, the greatest musicians, the greatest everything, you know. And, you know, maybe they got a little carried away, I don't know. But what ends up happening is that a lot of young people especially start thinking, well, George Harrison is the greatest guitarist in the world. Ringo Starr has to be the greatest drummer in the world. Paul McCartney is the greatest bass player in the world. So, you know, it gets carried away a little bit. And when you hold somebody up to that kind of standard, that kind of ideal, it's natural that people are going to want to take pot shots at them. They want to find the chink in the armor. They want to chip away at the icon. So Ringo came under a lot of criticism. And I would say unfair criticism, because basically he's a pop rock drummer. So you would not expect Buddy Rich technical licks out of someone like Ringo, or you wouldn't expect Louis Belson or Dave Weckl or some of the great jazz drummers. And here's the way I look at it. This is just a simple illustration. If you want to screw a screw in, you need a screwdriver. If you want a nail in, you need a hammer. You wouldn't use a screwdriver for a nail, and you wouldn't use a hammer for a screw. So you would probably say that the screwdriver is the perfect tool to drive that screw in. And that's the same thing with Ringo. He was a pop rock drummer, and what he did with the Beatles was absolutely perfect for what they needed to have done, because they were making pop records, not anything more complicated, nothing else. And he's known as being an impeccable timekeeper, which is supposed to be any drummer's duty, but a lot of drummers, frankly, lack the ability to keep a steady beat. And Ringo was like an absolute expert at keeping a steady beat. And he's also known as a very musical drummer, which is the whole point of the show tonight, the signature Ringo beats. So let's carry on with another song, this one off of the Past Masters Volume 1 album. And this is Long Tall Sally.
Baby, She gets it while she can.
Get Back by the Beatles from Past Masters Volume 2, a collection of some of their greatest singles. And before that, we heard Long Tall Sally from Past Masters Volume 1. And Get Back, of course, is another signature beat. Nobody ever did it like Ringo before that or since. And we've heard a lot of people do that song, but they don't do it the same. It doesn't sound like the Beatles. And before that, when we heard Long Tall Sally, the reason for that, this is not so much a signature beat, but I just think the thing that he does toward the end of the song and the last time it goes around is just really, really cool. I'm not even sure what in the world he was doing there. I've watched him and I can't really figure it out. So anyway, this is 91.9 WNTI, where great music lives. I'm your host, Gary Ault, and we're going to play more Beatles after the break.
Phil Nussbaum here on the Bluegrass Review. Our show has the big bluegrass hits and the little song gems. Plus, interviews and features that tell what's happening. We've got the old stuff, the new stuff, and of course, the hard stuff. Saturday morning at 7 on 91.9 WNTI and WNTI.org.
WNTI support comes from Salt Gastro Pub of Byram, New Jersey. Located on Route 206, Salt Gastro Pub offers a lunch, dinner, and bar menu, and also offers on- or off-premises catering. Salt Gastro Pub features Patty Larkin on Thursday, March 22nd at 8 p.m. Information available by phone 973-347-7258 or online at saltgastropub.com.
Here are the rules for WNTI contests. Only one winner per household for 30 days. Prizes are not redeemable for cash and are not exchangeable. WNTI is not responsible for any telephone disconnects. Decision of the judges is final. Winner is responsible for any and all taxes incurred by winning prize. WNTI reserves the right to substitute prizes. WNTI staff members, community volunteers, employees, and their families are ineligible for WNTI contests. Employees of any other media are ineligible for WNTI contests. A complete copy of the WNTI contest rules is available online at WNTI.org and by writing WNTI Contest Rules, 400 Jefferson Street, Hackettstown, New Jersey, 07840.
Thank you. To save his life, call his wife in. Nothing to say, but what a day. How's your boy been? Nothing to do, it's up to you. I've got nothing to say, but it's okay.
Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Going to work, don't wanna go. Feeling low down. Heading for home, you start to roam, then you're in town. Everybody knows there's nothing doing, everything is closed, it's like a ruin. Everyone you see is half asleep, and you're on your own, you're in the street. After a while, you start to smile, now you feel cool. Then you decide to take a walk by the old school. Nothing has changed, it's still the same. I've got nothing to say, but it's okay.
Good morning.
Everyone you see is full of life. It's time for tea and meet the wife. Somebody needs to know the time. Glad that I'm here. Watching the skirt, you start to flirt. Now you're in gear. Go to a show, you hope she goes. I've got nothing to say, but it's okay.
Good morning, good morning.
Oh,
I saw the photograph. He blew his mind out in a car. He didn't notice that the lights had changed. A crowd of people stood and stared. They'd seen his face before. Nobody was really sure he was on the house of love. I saw a film today, oh boy. The English army had just won the war. A crowd of people turned away. But I just had to look, having read.
WNTI, where great music lives.
The king of Marigold was in the kitchen cooking breakfast for the queen. The queen was in the parlor playing piano for the children of the king. Garden, picking flowers for a friend who came to play. The queen was in the playroom painting pictures for the children's holiday. Duchess of Kikori, always smiling and arriving late for tea. The Duke was having problems with a message at the local table for a seance in the dark. With voices out of nowhere put on specially by the children for a lark.
The end of Abbey Road, and that was, of course, the famous Ringo drum solo, probably the most famous drum solo ever, and I don't think that's an exaggeration. I really don't. Is it technically the best or, you know, the most impressive? Not necessarily. I'm a big Buddy Rich fan, for example. Nobody but nobody parallels Buddy Rich, but, you know, Ringo couldn't have done what Buddy Rich did, but I would argue that Buddy Rich could never have done what Ringo did either. Not necessarily with that drum solo, but just with the drumming in general with the Beatles. But to start off that set, let's say we have to go way, way back in time. Let's say we started off with She Said from Revolver, and then we continued on with the last three songs from Sgt. Pepper, Good Morning, Good Morning, Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band Reprise, and A Day in the Life. And of course, you know, Ringo's drumming on A Day in Life is legendary. And we continued on with Cry Baby Cry from the White Album, and then The End. 91.9 WNTI, where great music lives. After the break, more Beatles.
Oh! Hi, Leon Kastner here.
And I'm Brian Kathanis.
We're the treasure hunters on Public Radio's Value This with Brian and Leon, and we'd love to go to your house and check out your antiques and collectibles.
But we did that once, and when those people came home, they were not happy.
So you just have to call us up and join us on the radio. We'll help you figure out what you have and what it's worth.
Join us every Sunday at 9 a.m. right here on WNTI.
And online at WNTI.org.
WNTI support comes from Computer Images Web, LLC of Washington, New Jersey. Computer Images is a full-service website design and development company serving a wide range of markets in New Jersey and surrounding areas. Computer Images also provides website hosting and maintenance. More information available by phone 908-689-2620. Or online at computerimagesweb.com.
Winter's almost over, and it's time to break out your flip-flops and party with WNTI. WNTI and Kennedy Event Services presents WNTI Stage, 3 days of nonstop music, craft vendors, food, and beverages. It all takes place August 17th, 18th, and 19th at the Knowlton Lions Club Pavilion on Route 46 in Columbia, New Jersey. Stay tuned to WNTI and keep checking our website and Facebook page for more information. WNTI.org and WNTIstage.org.
Baby, You're a Rich Man by the Beatles from Magical Mystery Tour. And we started off that set with Back in the USSR from the White Album, which segues into Dear Prudence. We really wanted to play Dear Prudence because of Ringo's great drumming on that. But Back in the USSR is just as good a classic piece of rock and roll for you. 91.9 WNTI, where great music lives. We have an answer to the trivia question. One caller got it right. I'm surprised. But basically, the question was, what do George Carlin and Ringo Starr have in common? And it had to be related to a television show. So that was a big hint. They were both the conductor on a show called Shining Time Station. It was a little kid's show, and they played a conductor at a train station. And it was originally, Ringo was the original conductor on Thomas the Tank Engine and Friends, which was a show in the UK. But after the success of that, they decided to import it to the United States and called it Shining Time Station. And Ringo, as well as George Carlin, a few other individuals had that role at one time or another. So we're going to carry on now with the song where Paul McCartney encourages us to dance.
Very big. bad as you can't, you know. Tune in, but it's all right. Bad as I think, it's not too bad. Let me take you down, 'cause I'm going to Strawberry Fields. Nothing is real, and nothing to get hung about. Strawberry Fields forever. Always know, sometimes think it's me, but you know I know when it's a dream. I think I know, I mean, yes, but it's all wrong. That is, I think I disagree. Let me take you down, 'cause I'm going to Strawberry Fields. Nothing is real, nothing to get hung about. Strawberry Fields forever. Strawberry Fields forever. Strawberry Fields forever.
Strawberry Fields Forever from the Beatles, from the Magical Mystery Tour album. And before that, we heard Birthday from the White Album, and featuring the great drumming of Ringo. And hey, by the way, while I'm thinking about it, we wanted to thank Gus from Califon for being the only listener to call in with the correct answer to the trivia question, what do George Carlin and Ringo Starr have in common? The answer is that they were both the conductor on Shining Time Station, which originally was Thomas the Tank Engine over in UK and was imported over to this country. So thanks very much, Gus from Califon, calling in with the correct answer to that. So that concludes another hour of The Cavern, Everything Beatles. And I'm your host, Gary Ault, 91.9 WNTI, where great music lives. And so what we talked about tonight, of course, is, and what we listened to tonight, is some of the signature drumming of Ringo Starr, which I would argue made the Beatles sound like the Beatles. They would not have sounded the same without Ringo's drumming. Maybe they would have been just as famous and popular, who knows, but maybe not. In coming weeks, we're planning on things like, I think next week what we're going to do is we're going to call it Here Come the Suns. We're going to feature the music of James McCartney, the Lennon Boys, Sean and Julian, Zach Starkey, and Donnie Harrison. So we look forward to that next week. And in the meantime, listen, coming up next is E-Town.
You're listening to member-supported 91.9 WNTI Hackettstown.
And worldwide at WNTI.org.
Public radio from Centenary College.